Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Thursday, December 23rd. You can now book a COVID-19 booster vaccine appointment in Grey Bruce. A joint statement from Bruce Power and the Grey Bruce Health Unit says, under the leadership of the health unit, Bruce Power has set up Hockey Hub vaccination clinics in Owen Sound, Chesley, and Port Elgin to enable a large volume of booster shots to be administered in the coming weeks. The aim is to have all eligible booster doses administered within a two-week time period in January. You can now book online through the province's vaccine portal or by calling the provincial booking line at 1-833-943-3900. Charges have been withdrawn against a father and son who were involved in an altercation with two West Grey police officers during an arrest in 2020 and suffered serious injuries as a result. 69-year-old David Hillier and his 44-year-old son Casey Hillier were facing numerous charges, including assaulting a police officer with intent to resist arrest relating to a June 2020 domestic dispute call. With their charges withdrawn, the Hilliers are now pursuing a civil suit against the West Grey Police Service and the officers involved. The claim alleges David was left with broken ribs, a collapsed lung, and a broken nose after being tasered and struck approximately 20 times with a baton. It also alleges Casey was left bleeding from the head and had scrapes and bruising on his legs, arms, and back after being stunned with a taser and repeatedly struck with a baton. The Hilliers are seeking $1 million in aggravated and punitive damages in their civil claim. In addition, David Hillier is seeking $2 million in general damages and his son Casey $500,000 for what they claim was an unlawful arrest and excessive use of force against them. West Grey Police Chief Rob Martin says no statement of claim has been served to the department as of yet. Earlier this year, the province's SIU director, Joseph Martino, said it appears to have been a strenuous struggle in which both sides delivered and received blows. Martino says he was unable to reasonably conclude the officers acted out of proportion to the challenges at hand. The statement of claim filed by the Hilliers alleges the two officers plotted to conceal their conduct and failed to document the force used during the arrest. It also alleges one of the officers was deliberately deceitful in his statement to the SIU. The allegations made in the civil lawsuit have not been tested in court. South Bruce Peninsula Council has approved a tender of $3.8 million for the reconstruction of Mary Street from Claude Street to Isaac Street in Wyarton. The project is geared to start as early as possible in the new year and includes the replacement of sanitary and storm sewers, water mains, sidewalk, curbs, and the road. Bruce Power's Unit 6 major component replacement reached another milestone last week when the final of 8 steam generators was lifted into place with the use of a massive crane. Unit 6 contains 8 steam generators, each weighing about 320,000 pounds. The last one was lifted through the powerhouse roof enclosure using Mamowet's PTC-35 crane. The 1,600-ton capacity crane is one of the largest in the world and features a boom the length of a hockey rink that can stretch over the seven-story station. Grey Bruce OPP say they are investigating a high-value theft. Police say on November 27th, they received a report from a business on Shane Street in the Springmount Business Park where about $180,000 worth of items were stolen. The Grey Bruce OPP Major Crime Unit says those items include several paintings, an e-bike, a bar fridge, and some TVs, among other items. Anyone with information about the theft is asked to call Grey Bruce OPP or Crime Stoppers. In sports in the NFL, the Tennessee Titans are at home to the San Francisco 49ers. The 49ers come in at 8-6, Tennessee at 9-5. A busy night in the NBA, 11 games tonight, albeit one game that was scheduled. Portland and Brooklyn is postponed. Next action for the Raptors is Sunday at Cleveland if they're healthy. The Raptors couldn't field a team in Chicago last night, so their game was postponed. In the NHL, the shutdown continues until Monday. The Leafs are scheduled to return at Columbus on Monday night. The World Junior Hockey Pre-Tournament begins today with exhibition games in Edmonton and Red Deer. Russia and Canada play at 5. The tournament in general starts on Sunday. There's always more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.